Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital AM, FM, satellite, iTunes, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Thank you so much for listening to our little show. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Bill Wolf. Thrilled to be sitting here. Thank you, Allison, for having me.
Thanks for filling in this week.
Thanks to the listeners for putting up with it. Coming up, it's bad time for Barbie. I mean Barbie doll. Fourth quarter sales are down 12%. Dear Lord, is Barbie a leading economic indicator?
Possibly.
But before we get to that, let's get to the news with Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Bill. Good morning, everyone. Two devastating suicide bomb attacks in Baghdad today have killed at least 64 people, wounding dozens more. Reports say both attacks were carried out by women. Here's NPR's Graham Smith in Baghdad.
This morning, people taking advantage of the Friday holy day crowded into the central pet market here. Police say that among them was a woman wearing a full body covering that's common here. Underneath her black abaya, an explosive vest. She detonated the bomb at 10:30 local time. Dozens are already known to be dead. At exactly the same time, in another pet market just a mile away, a woman carrying a box of birds blew up the bomb she had hidden in the box. Again, the market was crowded and the devastation was horrific. There are few police women here, and because of cultural restrictions, women are seldom searched, even at secured areas. Graham Smith, NPR News, Baghdad.
That was NPR's Graham Smith reporting. The U.S. State Department is warning Americans away from some places in Kenya and has issued a travel advisory for several cities. Meanwhile, the U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has joined the mediation efforts to end the deadly crisis in Kenya. Ban met the Kenyan president at the African Union Summit in Ethiopia. He's scheduled to hold talks with the opposition leader Raila Odinga in Nairobi. Odinga and his party are contesting the election last December that gave a win to the current president, Mwai Kibaki. Almost 1,000 people have been killed in the ensuing violence. Now to news closer to home. Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton sat side by side on stage last night in Los Angeles during the candidates' last debate before Super Tuesday. But if you tuned in to see the two rivals lay into each other, you may have been disappointed. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
It seemed as though the two remaining Democratic candidates decided there was too much to risk by repeating their attack-filled debate performance from South Carolina. Instead, they were friendly to a fault, even when asked if they would put each other on the ticket.
You know, I'm sure Hillary would be on anybody's shortlist. So.
All right. What about Senator Clinton? What do you think about a Clinton-Obama, Obama-Clinton ticket?
Well, I have to agree with everything Barack just said.
There were some clashes, of course, on Iraq, driver's licenses for illegal immigrants, and health care, but most of them covered ground well plowed in previous debates. And none of the barbs reflected the tension that has characterized the Democratic fight in the last several weeks.
NPR's Mara Liasson. Now from political takedowns to business takeovers, Microsoft has made an unsolicited bid to buy Yahoo. Microsoft is offering $44.6 billion for the internet portal. The announcement comes as Yahoo and Microsoft have fallen behind Google in the race to capture online advertising dollars. The internet search engine has been struggling as of late. Since reaching a 52-week high last October, Yahoo shares have fallen 46%. This week, Yahoo's CEO announced the company would cut around 1,000 jobs. Yahoo said in a statement that its board would evaluate the Microsoft proposal carefully and promptly and pursue the best course of action to maximize long-term value for shareholders. That is the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison and Bill. Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.